when we run around doing everything that just keeps coming at us and we don't have a plan, we just get exhausted. I can tell you right now, most of the time you're exhausted because of anxiety, pressure, and circumstances. Hard work and getting purposeful things done doesn't wear you out. It might physically tire you, but you're not tired inside. Don't you love it when you had a day and you just got the key things done and God worked? Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it's almost you're refreshed, even though, oh, you may be really tired, but it was a day that was productive and you know that it was the will of God. It's not the work that wears you out, it's the anxiety that works you, that wears you out. You think about it, you analyze yourself and you're going to find all that worry all through the day, that's what just tears you down and physically will beat you up. And so we've got to withdraw like the Lord did and to spend time with Him to get the orders for the day. I have mentioned before when I talk about priority time management, the matter of the tyranny of the urgent, she mentions that. And the urgent is often not the important. It's the important that you need to do today, not the urgent. And I'll just go ahead and say this. I am opposed to task lists. And I know it sounds funny. Just a task list that's not prioritized will be the tyranny of the urgent, and you will do all the easier things to do and do a lot of stuff and not do the important things. You need a priority task list where you have it settled in your mind, the most important things from the different roles you have in your life. You're going to do those first, even if you get nothing else done. That's why a lot of times we'll run to Walmart, we'll run to this, run to this place, but those are really not the top tier issues. Sure, you got to get there at some point, but you can combine that pretty fast. And you can say, you've run all over the place and you took 3 hours, but the big things didn't get done. You wonder why you never can really seem to solve issues in your family, why you can never get some of the projects in your house done, or why some of the studies and books you want to read are not getting read. It's because all this little task list, you're trying to knock all those things off, when instead you should mark down, I'm going to do this, this, and this. God's led me, and those are the important things. And if I can get the little details in, super. But that isn't going to mark my day as being all that successful. Does that make sense? Again, that's a very quick synopsis of priority time management. But remember, urgent is not normally the most important. The most important we put off. Being with your children, spending time with God, getting the gospel out, handling things in your home that are important. Whatever it is, writing a letter to a missionary that God's put on your heart. Those kind of things. Planning ahead for the holidays and doing things God you can get ideas of so that you can be a blessing. Whatever. But many times those things can be done tomorrow. That's the problem. So you need to know what important things you're going to do today. And then the things that are pressing you that aren't that important, well, get them done if you can, but you're not going to be imprisoned by those things. Now, what I'm telling you, ladies, is really big. Because if you can learn to do what's important first, your life will change. And the one thing when I do priority time management, it all comes out of roles. As your role for yourself, making sure you're being refreshed and developing and growing, your role with God, your role with your husband, if you're married, your role with your children, your ministry, if you have a job, your job, maybe other commitments that you have. And so you need to determine each week, what are you going to do to move forward in all of those relationships and all of those roles? And if you can hold to that, you've got this great sense as God leads you in the morning, how to do it. And it's just a sense that you're accomplishing something. By the way, the greatest planning, a person that really plans well, if you get 60% of what you plan done, you have a fantastic day. So you've got to understand the 40%, 50% you don't get done, it better be the less important. But a lot of times there's just an urgency. This thing makes things urgent when they're not really. You don't need to make that phone call right now. You don't have to write that text. You know, one of the things, best things you can do with your friends is tell them, you don't have to text me right back. You don't have to email me right back. Now, I know when you're in business, you got to do things appropriately, but even there. But there's such an expectation today. You don't need to stop the train of what you're doing because the text came in and respond to it right then. And I think if we would all be kind to one another and realize that people need to, you know, once you start a project and then you get interrupted, it takes you a couple of minutes to get back on that project or get back into reading or studying or in a conversation. Don't stop on things that are not the most important. And I'll tell you what, when you spend time with God in the morning, it really clears up. When you don't spend time with the morning and rush in the day, you're just pressed by the urgent. I can't get all this done. Well, you don't need to get it all done. You need to get certain things done, and you need to let God tell you what those things are. Now, I know I'm being strong on this, but I'm telling you, it will make the difference. You really can go, you know, I'm doing what God told me to do. And sure, I need to get these things done, but that's not my number one plan for today. Might be my number one plan for Friday, but it's not my plan for today. And I'm not going to be imprisoned by those things. Just a little bit of time. By the way, your planning, your priority planning can be done during your hour with God. Fit that right in. Works out great. So be careful of the tyranny of the urgent. You need hushed moments. You need quiet moments. You need to start the day with an extended quiet time. And as I give you that little rule of thumb, every 90 minutes, you need to have a hushed, quiet time. Stop. Take a deep breath. Do something different for a moment. Let your soul be revived. Let God make sure you're back into being filled with the Spirit, not just going on the dependence of the flesh. I'm telling you, if you can put something in front of you, 90 minutes, it will change your life. Because your body can't take tension 3, 4, 5 hours in a row. It can't handle that. And your soul can't take it. God made for us to be wise. That's why you can't, men that work 7 days a week will have emotional problems. And won't work. You've got to have the Sabbath break, and you've got to have daily times. The Lord was a very good example. He worked hard, but he kept meeting with the Lord. And so you need to then, the whole basis of this study is love the Lord thy God with all thy mind. Now let me just ask, if you are worrying about the day and feeling like I can't get it all done and you're in a crisis and you're just in a panic, how much are you meditating on God? That's exactly right. Who are you meditating on? You. I hate to tell you this, folks. If you meditate on yourself too long, it's really discouraging. Because in ourselves, we're failures. Sorry to tell you that. But with God, we can do all things. He's successful. And so we can get down in the dumps. Oh, I'm a terrible mother. I can't get things handled. I'm messing up and working with these people, and I let somebody down over here. And I mean, Satan's just laughing. He's got you, boing, 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 you know. And you got yourself all discouraged. When instead you can start the day and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? I can't do it without you. You stop every few, every hour and a half and spend a little time with the Lord. You realize, no, it's Him. And you get encouraged that He loves you. And you start loving on Him. Love with all of your mind. In other words, shouldn't we say that anything that keeps us from not focusing on the Lord is sin? I think we'd all agree with that. That's why he says, be anxious for nothing. But in everything by what? Prayer. Focus on him. Everything. And so there needs to be that turning from yourself, turning to him, and just loving. You know, I have found in my own life, I'm going along, and of course, there are pressures in the ministry. I can't say that there are not. And frankly, sometimes they just are one upon the other throughout the day. But if you stop for just a minute and say, Lord, I sure do love you and I trust you. And the Holy Spirit says, amen. And it does change. It does change. If nothing else that you do in that 90-minute break, just tell the Lord how much you love Him. That'd be the best thing. You've got to meditate on Him. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Those are not platitudes. Those are commands. And you can be God conscious if you allow the Spirit of God to work. Okay? Well, that definitely gets down to where we live, doesn't it? And so she's really going to get into very practical things in these next weeks, and I'll do my best to try to think like a woman and do my best to... What's that? Yeah, well, there's a certain limitation that I want in that regard. I think I'll keep some of the protections of thinking like a man. However, there are some great strengths in thinking like a woman, though. But anyway, these books are a great help to me because, honestly, there are things I wouldn't think about. And not everything we said today would I have thought about, and nor would I preach from the pulpit. So anyway, but I can preach it here because you all know what we're doing. So is this going to be a good day? It will be. This is the day that the Lord has made. Determine that it is. You say, I've got some big pressures. God knows all about it. And you're going to see God work. Listen, the big trials are where you get to see God. You know, if a problem comes up in one of your relationships, well, you need to know that. And this is a great opportunity for God to solve it. In other words, everything is a God moment if your heart is right. So let's take the Lord's admonition there.